This year's nominations for the Czech Lions, the awards given annually by the Czech Film and Television Academy, offered a big surprise when a little-noticed film called Pota, Walking Too Fast, walked away with 13 nominations in only 12 categories, a record for the Lions. Whether it will lose in the end to bigger budget and more conventionally made films will be interesting to see. But for now, the nominations themselves mean a serious accomplishment for art house cinema in the Czech Republic. And Christian Falvey has this report.
Chráníme ty ostatní, ale nejsme jako oni. Jsme jiní.
The Czech Lions are the major film awards in the Czech Republic, at least for the time being, with the new Czech Film Critics Awards appearing desirous of the position. They are not, however, like the Oscars in that a mere nomination would be forever after affixed to the recipient's poster. Not so for the film Walking Too Fast, which, even if it goes home empty-handed from the actual awards on March 5th, can boast having received more nominations than any film in the 18-year history of the Czech Lions. There are, after all, only 12 categories. Two of the film's male supporting actors will be vying for that award. What's more, Walking Too Fast is neither a big-budget production nor a blockbuster success. The tense psychological thriller about an agent in communist Czechoslovakia's notorious secret police who snaps is more artistic than a commercial offering, and it showed in the box office, with only around 22,000 tickets being sold since it was released over a year ago. Vratislav Schleyer is the film's producer.
It was clear from the beginning that it's not sort of a commercial, big audience film. It's a very serious subject, and my hope was just do it the best possible way, to do it with no compromises, which is not very typical for Czech or Central European films. The stories usually try to be more sort of audience-driven, is my feeling. So we decided it would be a very tough and dark film, which I think it is.
Tohle není žádná zasraná konverzace, já tě tady úkoluju. A ty máš jenom srazit hacně a říct provedu.
Set in the 1980s, Walking Too Fast seems to be yet another contribution to the often redundant Czech genre of films about the late communist era, an image that its producer thinks may have stunted its attraction among cinemagoers. However, what lies beneath, and likely did win the favor of the Academy filmmakers, is a tough, dark tale told through uncommonly edgy cinematography.
It takes place in the 80s. But it's not really a film about this era. It uses the time as a background for the characters. But we wanted to make a story about a man who is somehow in the system that he doesn't like, but that allows him to do things he wouldn't be able to do without the system. So it's not really a film about 1980s in Czechoslovakia. But for audiences, it had this image, of course. Also, that's one of the reasons why I think the film wasn't a big hit in Czech cinemas, because it's just too much of this theme lately.
Regardless of how many prizes Walking Too Fast wins from this point, and the bookkeepers say a lot, it will certainly be an inspiration to other Czech filmmakers looking to make the unconventional story they want, but concerned it will not get the mainstream recognition it could deserve.
Christian Falvey reporting there on the film Pota, Walking Too Fast.